A family business teeters on the brink of bankruptcy. Two brothers, convinced of their own brilliance, ignore every warning sign about their management deficiencies. Meanwhile, across town, another struggling CEO makes a different choice. He recognizes his limitations and brings in new leadership that saves his company. Same crisis, opposite outcomes. The difference? One person's willingness to make a hard people decision. Here's what most leaders miss. Success doesn't hinge primarily on strategy, market timing, or even luck. After two decades of executive search work across 40 countries, one pattern emerges with stunning clarity. Your ability to select, develop, and retain exceptional talent is the single most decisive factor in both personal and organizational success. Yet most of us approach these critical decisions with less rigor than we'd apply to buying a car. We rely on gut feelings, conduct unfocused interviews, and hire people who make us comfortable rather than people who make us better. The cost of this casual approach? Research shows that CEO selection impacts profitability as significantly as choosing which industry to compete in. For a medium-sized company, better people decisions at the top could add $1 billion in value. The question isn't whether you can afford to master this skill, it's whether you can afford not to. Of the five factors determining success, genetics, development, career choices, people decisions, and luck, only one becomes exponentially more important as you climb higher: people decisions. Egon Zehnder built a global executive search empire by personally interviewing every consultant hired worldwide throughout his 36-year career. Research from the Center for Creative Leadership confirms successful executives deliver results while building relationships. Since no one can develop every skill, great managers excel at selecting the right people and delegating effectively. The problem? Most people are terrible judges of character, despite believing otherwise. Like how 65% of drivers rate themselves above average, we overestimate our people instincts. But assessment expertise can be learned. Marriage researcher John Gottman predicts relationship success with remarkable accuracy by focusing on specific behaviors. Similarly, Jack Welch improved his hiring accuracy from 50% to 80%, not through better instincts, but better methods. Great people decisions aren't just personally beneficial, they're the foundation of organizational performance. CEOs most commonly fail by not putting the right people in the right jobs. The leader effect accounts for up to 40% of variance in company performance, the largest actionable source of company value. Today's fastest-growing companies depend on human talent over physical assets, yet demographic trends create a talent crisis. By 2015, the number of 35 to 44-year-olds in the U.S. declined 15%, while the economy grew 56%, halving the executive supply. Despite this shortage, over 75% of executives believe their organizations fail at recruiting top talent, while 90% report they can't remove underperformers fast enough. People decisions are inherently difficult because exceptional performers are rare. Even with 90% assessment accuracy, when hiring only the top 10% of candidates, your success rate drops to just 50%. Jobs themselves constantly shift. Franco Bernabi at Telecom Italia was hired for cultural transformation, but his role changed completely when the company faced a hostile takeover 2 months later. Our evolutionary psychology sabotages us through unconscious biases that intensify with higher stakes appointments. We procrastinate, overestimate people's ability to change, and make snap judgments. Most destructively, conflicts of interest distort decisions. Politics causes partners to scheme for allies regardless of skills. People advocate for weak candidates to protect their positions, and candidates get hired through favor trading, devastating both performance and morale. After deciding a people change is needed, determining what to look for becomes critical. Research confirms IQ powerfully predicts job performance, especially for candidates without previous experience. The three most effective selection combinations are IQ plus a work sample test, IQ plus an integrity test, and IQ plus a structured interview. Experience matters critically too. research on 20 former GE executives found that strategic fit between experience and new role requirements was decisive. Matches generated annualized abnormal returns exceeding 14%, while mismatches produced negative returns approaching 40%. Yet the most powerful predictor combines relevant experience with high emotional intelligence. Analysis of 250 executives revealed striking patterns. Candidates excelling in both succeeded 97% of the time. Those with strong IQ and experience but low emotional intelligence failed 25% of the time. None of the failures possessed strong emotional intelligence, while two-thirds of successful managers did. This pattern held across Germany and Japan, confirming three universal truths. Emotional intelligence counts more than IQ for senior management success. Experience plus emotional intelligence is the most powerful combination, and experience plus IQ without emotional intelligence more often produces failure than success. Finding talent requires knowing where to look and when to stop. When searches include both internal and external candidates, 95% are filled with outside hires. Research shows outsiders add value when predecessors were fired and change is needed, but destroy value during smooth transitions. Mark Granovetter's study identified three job search strategies: formal means, personal contacts, and direct application. Personal contacts proved most effective, used by 56% of respondents, resulting in higher satisfaction, better pay, and greater stability. The counterintuitive insight: weak ties, infrequent contacts from different spheres, were particularly valuable for career changes, providing access to different information networks. When starting without contacts, create comprehensive candidate lists from relevant industries and expand through sourcing, asking knowledgeable people about others. For when to stop searching, follow the 37% rule. Examine 37% of candidates, remember the best, then select the first who exceeds that benchmark. Simpler approaches like try a dozen, analyzing just 12 candidates, work equally well. Better assessments dramatically improve hiring outcomes. A medium-sized company with $50 million in profits could gain $17 million yearly through improved people decisions, three times more valuable than increasing candidate numbers and six times more valuable than reducing hiring costs. Most interviews fail because interviewers talk too much. Unstructured interviews explain less than 10% of job performance variance. Adding structure more than doubles validity through behavioral questions, examining real situations, and situational questions, exploring hypothetical scenarios. Reference checks are essential. Dan Myland, CEO of Egon Zehnder International, considered them the single most important factor behind high-performing offices. Effective checks verify credentials, confirm achievements, and gather integration information. Multiple sequential independent assessments dramatically improve accuracy. Using the sequential filters model, a second independent filter reduces error rates from 50% to 10%. A third filter drops it to 1%. To strengthen decisions, ensure high-caliber assessors, train frequent evaluators, review evidence for each competency before decisions, reassess 1 to 2 years later for feedback, and be willing to undo bad decisions. Integration of new hires resembles bringing a spacecraft back to Earth. Without proper management, candidates may bounce off the organizational culture. Yet fewer than one-third of newly hired executives receive integration support. Research studying 17 managerial transitions over 8 years revealed integration follows a predictable three-wave phenomenon: a taking hold stage with basic corrective actions, an immersion stage of deeper organizational learning, a reshaping stage with profound strategic changes, and finally, a consolidation stage with smaller adjustments. This process typically takes 3 years, regardless of industry. Six dangerous traps threaten successful integration: companies minimizing challenges while candidates exaggerate capabilities, becoming kidnapped by stress, which impairs learning, mismatches between control style and team expectations, failure to invest in stakeholder relationships, problematic legacy actions from predecessors, and lack of organizational support. New executives need a powerful sponsor who will support them through thick and thin. Without this champion, they shouldn't take the job. The most important integration activity is spending personal time with stakeholders. There's no substitute for face-to-face interaction to build trust. New leaders should recognize the work will be harder than anticipated, actively request integration support, focus on key areas rather than being pulled in multiple directions, and find trusted advisors to combat isolation. While corporate scandals grab headlines, a larger hidden scandal exists: countless mediocre appointments to senior positions that lead to underwhelming performance. Organizations approach financial decisions with rigor, but handle people decisions with striking lack of discipline. Your legacy won't be measured by strategies crafted or deals closed. It will be measured by the people you chose, developed, and left behind to carry the work forward.